Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Reba Hassett, Team Reba.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. And, you know, we got a call while we were on the break.
Yeah, I know. And we talked too long about other stuff and we lost her.
I know.
Sorry about that.
She couldn't hang on there, but she had a question regarding kind of a different, not quite the oil tank question, but this is about the Asarco smelter down in Ruston, down in Tacoma. Which for over 100 years, you know, was a smelter. And it
used to be why there was the aroma of Tacoma.
that was a different one.
Just kidding.
That was a pulp and paper
smelter
one.
Smelter always just makes me think, like, ooh, it smells bad.
Well, yeah, lots of not good stuff came out of the smokestacks there. And and there's a plume. It created an area where there was sort of fallout from of some heavy metals from that.
And we're not talking music.
Plant. No, no, unfortunately not.
Yeah, we're known for grunge, not that.
So Bob Warren. You know, here with the Washington State Department of Ecology, what about that?
That's a good question. That is a very large site that was created by a company called Asarco, and as they were smelting ash, it was blown from the smokestack and then blown along with the wind, and it went as far as up into King County. And perhaps as low as in Thurston County, because that smelter actually originally was operating in our Southwest regional office. Those folks down in our Southwest office manage that site.
Right.
Even though it does extend up into the Northwest region, which I manage.
Keep it concentrated on who's handling that. So unfortunately, it's a little outside of the scope of what we're going to be talking about today. So we can't really get into it. But the caller's point was asking about disclosures.
Right. And I had,
and disclosure is a big thing about which we can easily apply to what we're talking about today.
Because that is something that's somewhat ubiquitous for the area. So I don't know if there's any specific disclosures, but I do have some maps in my office which have the shadow
the
of the
range.
Plume, the plume. If anybody's interested, they can just reach out to you or me at Team Reba, or you can reach me, Eric, at ericismybanker.com, and we can forward that information to you.
Well, from a disclosure standpoint, even if it's not specifically to Asarco, there is in the property transfer in Washington State a requirement to do a seller disclosure form. And they do have questions there about whether or not there might be something on site that would be an environmental hazard.
Right.
And that can be a wide range of things. Like
they
have it. It's not necessarily limited to just things like asbestos. And, you know, they ask about oil tanks or is there underground tanks. And sometimes people know or don't know. You know, and that's the whole thing is those disclosure forms have four ways in which it can be answered. It can be yes, no, I don't know, and not applicable. Mm-hmm. They finally added not applicable.
Right.
Took forever to get not applicable. It drove me crazy. But the state doesn't require that if a person doesn't know for them to go and seek that information
Find that out. Right.
They don't need to go test for it. But if they do know, there is an obligation to report.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
But again, not everybody tests, you know, and that was something that in this recent transaction I had with an oil tank, there was a big push on people like, well, you need to go test. And I'm like, no, she doesn't. You know, like, where does it say she has to?
Right.
And so what ended up happening was we got the buyer to pay for the tank removal, but they did test the soil and we did find that there had been a past leak. It wasn't too large, but then of course the seller needed to go ahead and take care of it. And I will tell you, this is what's so interesting, Cassandra, because we didn't have PLEA coverage, and we'll talk about the insurance piece here soon, but we had the widest ranging quotes on the cleanup for that. I mean, it was insane. And my client at the time knew somebody at Department of Ecology, reached out to the department, who then reached out to the PLEA group. And so we had, I didn't know this about your organization, you have technical assistance there. It's not just insurance.
Yeah, no, we also have a technical assistance program that's available to anyone. There's a flat fee of $350 to get in the program. But then we work with the owner to make sure that all the cleanups they're doing are meeting those regulations that Bob spoke about earlier. And then at the end, we can issue them a letter saying, yep, you've met all the state's requirements and you've done all the cleanup work you need to do.
Fantastic. Excellent. So I was so pleased to hear that, because having even the amount of years of experience I have, I had not been aware of that. I had been aware of PLIA for a really long time.
Good.
But this was something new, and I always love learning something new. So I'm glad we can share this with our listeners as well, because it could be very useful for them to have. Because you also said during the break there are currently identified, or at least registered with your program, 58,000 to 60,000 oil tanks across the state.
It goes up and down, of course, as new people register and as people convert to other heat sources. But that's how many we have registered.
Okay.
That means there are probably more.
Right. So can you explain, like, why would someone register with your organization?
Yeah. So our heating oil program was actually created back in 1995. And what happened is a lot of the homeowners insurance policies started excluding pollution from their policies and started excluding heating oil tanks. And so the legislature saw that there was a gap that, you know, homeowners were facing where they didn't have resources to help pay for cleanups.
Right. And to the point of what I was saying about this recent deal I was in, the quotes we started getting right up front, there was two from one company, and the first bid gave us a quote range of $20,000 to $50,000, and then the second bid, depending on what was involved in that one, was anywhere from $50,000 to $110,000.
Yeah,
I had been blown away because I'd never heard of one going over about $12,000 unless it was at a commercial site. And at the end of the day, my client's bill, I think, turned out to be like $5,600 something and change.
Whoa! So $5,600, and you had a high bid of how much?
Up to $110,000. And they kept saying, you know, well, there's all these variables and we don't know. And, you know, it's like, well, okay, that's, we get that, but there's an element of visibility and we know where the tank is. And, like, you know, there were certain things about this house that you knew there wasn't a basement that it was impacting. So I know there's a bunch of variables. We know that. But it was just like 5663 compared to even the $20,000 to $50,000 range was like, wow, well, why would that range so much?
And to speak to that, so in our insurance program where we, you know, take people from the beginning to the end and sort of really have sort of stricter rules about how they go about it, our first step in that program is data collection for precisely that reason, because it's all underground. You can't see it.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's a big problem or a small problem. And so that's in our insurance program. We can require that everybody do a fair bit of testing of the soil at the beginning and groundwater. Sometimes they hit groundwater. Usually it's just the ones we see mostly are just soil. But testing to see, okay, is it really a giant problem or is it just a smaller problem?
Right.
And then that helps the property owner make decisions about how to do the cleanup.
Okay.
So Cassandra, if I just want to, and we talked over the break, my home has an oil tank. I've never registered it. It's not leaking as far as I know. Everything's working fine. So if I register it, what am I getting myself into?
So if you register your tank, it means that you have $60,000 worth of coverage available to you if it does start to leak after you've registered it.
That's pretty
nice. How much does that cost? What's the cost to me as a homeowner?
There is no charge to you as a homeowner.
Say that a little louder into the microphone.
There is no charge to the homeowner.
That's pretty fantastic. Okay, so for any of you homeowners listening to that right now, where would they go online at this moment to go and register?
Right. They should go to our webpage, www.plia, that's P-L-I-A, .wa.gov.
Okay.
And absolutely, there's no reason not to register your tank. Everybody should register their
tank. So there's no testing or anything required at that point. I'm just registering.
Yeah, there's no testing. The coverage does only apply to leaks that have occurred after you registered your tank.
Sure.
So if you registered today and you pulled your tank tomorrow and there was a huge leak, we would say, I'm really sorry, Eric, but this leak occurred prior to your registration.
Well, that's probably fair. Yeah. Okay, got that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so www.plia.wa.gov.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Stands for Pollution Liability Insurance Agency.
Got it. Thank you, Ms. Haz.
Just checking, making sure.
Good. Well, this is excellent. So, if you've got a tank out there, you're not registered, get it registered.
Yeah,
and get your free $60,000 of coverage.
of coverage.
We like to say it, no cost to you.
Yes.
I do want to add one important thing, though, for people that are registered is because it's an insurance policy, there are certain insurance rules. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody does disconnect their heating oil tank from the system and they go to decommission it, they do have to file a claim with us within 30 days.
Okay.
So there is a time limit. And so that's something I always like to point out to people.
Set and forget. Yeah,
don't decommission it and then call us a year later, because then we'll be so sad that we can't help you anymore.
Right.
Got it.
We'll still have our technical assistance program, but the insurance coverage won't work anymore.
Okay, so somebody might have an active tank right now. Maybe they're thinking about switching over to gas or something down the road. They could go ahead, sign up for this today, and then when they choose to make that shift,
exactly,
they just make sure within 30 days, because are they,
it's 30 days of disconnecting that tank.
Okay. So do they have to test also at that time
when they disconnect?
Yeah.
Well, in
or
order,
can they just decommission in place and just call it good?
Well, the insurance coverage is for cleanup of a release from the tank.
Right.
So if they decommission and they don't test, then they're not going to find the release.
Okay.
And so they won't be able to file a claim within 30 days.
So do you urge people to test for that? Because I know that would probably frighten some folks. I mean, even if they have coverage, that's still like, ooh.
No, I do. Because if you don't, you're possibly losing $60,000 and somebody else might find that leak in the future. And then you will still be on the hook for it. And you won't.
Oh, you will?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not just, because I've heard there's always been this rumor in the industry that it's whoever finds the leak is responsible for the cleanup.
I'll let Bob speak to that. That's
okay.
You're speaking to requirements of the state cleanup regulations, and there's different ways to become responsible or potentially liable person for a release. And one is if you're the current owner of the property, then you will be you could be considered a potential liable party for that cleanup. But also if the current owner could show that the leak occurred before they bought the house, then the person before them could also be considered liable.
Okay, well, I know in our Bellevue situation, we urged our client to go ahead and work with this whole process because we felt it would probably be a fairly low risk situation for them, and they did all this research. So, okay, well, we still have one more segment to go, and we got more to cover on oil tanks and decommissioning. So we'll be right back with Open House with Team Reba. Call us if you got questions, 866-712-1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.